thousands of farmers from all over Michigan will take some time away from the farm next week to visit the Michigan State University campus for Ag Expo. Starting on Tuesday, the MSU College of Agriculture and Natural Resources will be joined by MSU Ag Bio Research Scientists and MSU Extension Educators to conduct education programs. And farm equipment producers always bring the latest in farming technology to display. Current State Scott Pohl talked with ANR Event Services Educational Program Coordinator Betsy Braid about the 2014 edition of Ag Expo at MSU.
Let's start with a basic overview about this year's edition of Ag Expo. What's on tap this year?
Sure. Ag Expo is the largest trade show of its kind in the state of Michigan, and we expect to have over 200 exhibitors that are coming, covering everything from farming equipment to seed companies. We have sprayer equipment coming, dairy and livestock equipment and supplies. So there's a lot of things out there regarding the agricultural industry. It also includes a huge tent with the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources that has a lot of educational programming, lots of activities for the kids. So it's a really great show with basically anything you'd want to know about agriculture.
I always like to point out to people that it's not just for the farming community, though, that attending Ag Expo is a way of exposing children to things that are involved with agriculture, and it can be a lot of fun for those of us who aren't farmers.
Absolutely. While there is a huge component that is for the farming community, there are lots of activities for children. There's lots of activities for people to come out and learn more about agriculture, see the large equipment, be able to climb up in, take pictures in the seeds, and really learn more about the agriculture and all that kind of entails.
Are there going to be animals on site?
We'll have some stock dogs and maybe some livestock, but that's it. There are opportunities to go off-site and see some of the horse teaching farms and the poultry facility. And then, of course, all of the farms are open for public tours all the time.
What kind of attendance do we typically get for Ag Expo?
We typically have between 12 and 15,000 people attend. It just depends on the year and the weather and typically when we have wheat harvest.
Well, let's hope we have good weather for Ag Expo this year.
We're hoping. We did shift the hours, so we have new hours this year. So the show is going to start an hour earlier than in the past, and we're hoping to try to beat the heat, as it's typically a very, very hot year, a week.
Well, one of the challenges in getting farming people to attend Ag Expo, some years anyway, is that they're busy on the farms this time of year.
That's correct.
So let's hope that that plays out so that farmers can get to Ag Expo this year, too.
Hopefully, and we're hoping with the shift in the hours that maybe they'll be able to come in earlier and still get home to make sure they're meeting those duties and responsibilities they have on the farm.
One of the things I want to talk about this year that catches my eye when I look at what's going on is that there are some sessions that are going to teach people about unmanned aerial vehicles, drones, are going to be on site. And so I wonder if you could tell me a little bit about what we'll learn about drones. What farmers are using drones for? Are they accessible, affordable? What do we know about the drone activities at Ag Expo?
Well, this is kind of a new topic that we're delving into with Ag Expo. So we do have an expert coming to talk about drones. It's something that the agricultural industry is kind of getting behind at this point. We weren't able to do a demonstration, but I know there's someone going to be able to talk about the equipment, where you can get it, is it accessible, what is the cost, and talk about what that potential is for using that on the agricultural farms. It's really kind of that come get to know about drones, learn more about it. It really is kind of that 101 class of everything you might need to know.
There won't be drones flying around, though?
No, there's a no-fly over MSU
right.
policy, so we weren't able to get them to fly. We were hoping, but no, unfortunately not.
Farm preservation efforts catch my eye, too, that Ag Expo this year will have a law firm, the Fraley Law Firm, there to help farmers learn about handing their farms down to their heirs. That's pretty important to a lot of farming families.
Definitely. Most of the farms in Michigan are farming families. Whether they're small or they're large, they're typically run by families. And so it's very important to have the right things put in place so that when one generation is ready to maybe retire and pass that on to the next, that things and the transition go very smoothly. The Fraley Law Company has come and done this for several years, and this is a topic that's very important to the community to make sure those farms continue to be sustainable. So it's an important topic.
Something that also caught my eye, wanted to bring up, just because it sounds like it has the potential to be a lot of fun, is the MSU Extension Soil Pit. When I hear a phrase like soil pit, and an event where children are coming, you know, naturally I think about mud and what have you. But can you tell me more about what's going on at the Extension Soil Pit?
Sure. They're actually going to have, it's something new we're doing this year, is we're going to have a rainfall simulation as well as soil compaction, so that you're going to be able to come and see how those, how rainfall affects your soil and what compaction really does for your crops and your fields. We're really excited that that's coming. I don't know if it's going to include children planting in mud, but it's something that we're very excited about. It should be a really cool demonstration. Farmers are going to get to see some things firsthand and really see how that's going to affect their fields and something they can take back home to the farm.
I also want to make sure that we let people know that at least part of what's going on at Ag Expo is for gardeners, not for people with big farming operations necessarily. If you're a gardener with a small plot at home or access to a quarter of an acre somewhere, what can they gain from attending Ag Expo?
There's going to be a session each day on smart gardening. So we have master gardeners coming in to talk about various topics. They're going to talk about insect friends and foes in the yard and garden. So what kind of insects, beneficial insects, basically things you're going to want in your garden to help pollinate your plants, things that are very healthy. They're also going to talk about smart soil testing. There's a new soil testing kit out there, and I know that they're doing a big push for people to know that that's out there and how that's beneficial. And even gardeners, it's important to understand what's in your soil and know that information. So they're going to talk about that as well. And then on Thursday, they're going to talk about smart tomatoes with Gretchen Voyle, who's probably one of the most beloved master gardeners we have out there. And she's going to talk about smart tomatoes and how to make sure you have a good crop and that kind of thing.
One last thing we want to make sure people know about is some off-site opportunities that are associated with Ag Expo. Tell me more.
Sure. There's going to be some educational sessions that people can participate in off-site, and there will be transportation to and from the Ag Expo grounds. Those include educational sessions at the horse teaching facility, as well as some air quality sessions at the poultry farm. And then there's also the opportunity to tour the new digester that's available at the dairy farm. So some very exciting opportunities available.
Let's make sure people know what the digester is. It's producing electricity using not just products like manure from the cattle facilities on MSU's campus, but also food scraps from the dining halls and so on. It's a really interesting facility.
It is a very cool facility to tour, especially if you don't know much about it. They are taking food waste and that from the cafeterias on campus. They're turning that around, using that along with the waste from the dairy farm to make electricity. It's one of the first of its kind on a campus, so it's a very exciting project and very cool to see.
It's actually producing some of the electricity used on MSU's agricultural facilities.
Absolutely.
Ag Expo is July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at Farm Lane and Mount Hope Road on the MSU campus. There's a full schedule online at agexpo.msu.edu. Betsy Braid is ANR Event Services Educational Program Coordinator. Thank you for telling us more about this year's edition of Ag Expo.
Thank you for having me.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.